Well, our Opry Hall at Bunking Center had been shut up for quite a spell. We had tried everything in it. We had Lyceum Bureau and Indoor Chautauqua and had high school debate in. The last debate we had was, is or is not our country in danger of Bolsheviki? Well, after they had debated on it about 2 hours, Jim Lawson said, now what I want to know is, what is Bolsheviki? Ezra Hoskins said he thought it was some kind of Russian stock feed. Well, as I'd been down to New York a good many times and had seen a good many Opry shows, they got me to manage it. I had quite a time getting it cleaned up. They had coal in one box and in the other one, a cat was raising a family. We had a piano and a melodeon. 4 keys was gone on the piano, and 2 of the pipes in the melodeon wouldn't stop playing. We didn't have many paintings on the platform. All we had was a timber curtain and a housekeeping picture. Well, I got all ready, and I wrote a letter to the Opry Hall reporter and told him I was ready for a show. Well, in a few days, fella come along, said he was advance agent for The Girl and the Tramp, a show that had had a long run in New York. Well, I engaged him. Well, sir, I had to hire furniture for them, get a pistol and cartridges and carry water for the actors and get a place for them to board and go security for it. Well, a couple of days they come along and there was more show than I engaged. There was 2 gals and 4 tramps, and they wanted an orchestra. Well, I got Hank Weaver to play a bagpipe, and Lige Willett played a juice harp, and Rube Hendricks a big fiddle. And when the show started, there was more people laughing at the orchestra than there was at the show. They was all of 14 people in the hall, and 10 of them was passes. Well, now, that show may have had a long run in New York, but it had a long walk out of Funkin' Center. We're going to have moving pictures as soon as we can get the flims, but your Uncle Joyce won't be the manager.